Hey there. Did you hear about Gemini's recent IPO? It was quite the talk of the town in the financial world.
Absolutely. The demand for Gemini shares was through the roof. NASDAQ had to step in and set a cap at $425 million due to overwhelming interest.
It's fascinating how the Winklevoss twins, the brains behind Gemini, showed such restraint in not pushing for maximum fundraising.
The IPO really highlighted the growing interest in cryptocurrency investments from both institutional and retail investors.
That's right. The fact that it was oversubscribed by 20 times speaks volumes about the confidence in crypto as a legitimate asset class.
Gemini's decision to cap the IPO at $425 million goes against the usual strategy of going all out for fundraising, showing a more cautious approach to entering the public market.
It's a smart move, considering the volatility that comes with rapid demand growth in the crypto space.
And let's not overlook the maturity shown by the Winklevoss twins in opting for stability and sustainable growth over chasing quick gains.
Definitely. Their decision sets a strong example for other cryptocurrency firms eyeing public listings.
We might see more crypto companies following suit and entering the public market, potentially bridging the gap between traditional finance and digital currencies.
Gemini's IPO not only made history with its hard cap, but also highlighted how the cryptocurrency market is evolving.
With the rising interest in crypto investments, Gemini's cautious approach could serve as a blueprint for others looking to go public in the crypto world.
It's an exciting time, and keeping an eye on these developments will give us valuable insights into how digital currencies are reshaping mainstream finance.